everyone, and welcome to another episode of TJ's Corner Live. Unnecessary noise if you're listening to the podcast, TJ's Corner Live. If you're checking us out on YouTube, I don't know if I'm going to put it on any other social media streams anymore. Maybe we're going to pop this on Spotify, seeing as how that's the next generation, that's the next iteration of what was it, media streaming, podcasting, as it will. I know Unnecessary Noise is still on podcast. Unnecessary Noise is still on Spotify, rather. But that's just the podcast. Maybe we want to get the face in here. You want to see this hunk of skin, this big, wrinkly, flabby mess. Caillou with a goatee. That's right. Charlie Brown on Hard Times. Yeah, okay, I'm done. I'm done ripping on myself. I'm not going to do it anymore. Not anymore. Not right now. But yeah, this is TJ's Corner Live. And I am going to say, yes, we are not live now. Live to tape. Why do I keep saying live to tape? Because people will be watching this on a rerun, which chances are most people are doing that anyways. No one's watching. No one's making an event out of this podcast. You're not calling in. You're not checking me out. Although, maybe you are. I don't know. I'm not judging. And if you are, sweet. Slide into my DMs. What up? But I don't know what I'm going off on there. But yeah, this is live to tape. We're getting there. Eventually, I'll live stream this. And, you know, maybe I had a couple false starts. Maybe this is the final edit on a rough draft. Is there anything so wrong with not doing it live all the time? I don't know. Why am I getting so aggressive with you? No reason. Speaking of which, it's like Jimmy Kimmel Live. And is Jimmy Kimmel still doing his show? I mean, there's so many late night talk show hosts. Now it's tough to keep up with, right? I mean, you have Colbert, you have John Oliver, Oliver? Did I say Oliver? I think I did say it, Oliver. John Oliver. You have John Oliver, you got Bill Maher, you've got, what's the guy after Colbert? I can't remember his name. Corden. James Corden. You got, and then Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers. List goes on and on. You remember when back in the day, you had like four. It was like four, because there were like two on. You had, I think it was like Conan, Leno, Letterman, and then Craig Ferguson, and then over in the corner was like Jimmy Kimmel. And then maybe Carson Daly if you stuck around to the end, but nobody watched Carson Daly. Everybody watched Johnny Carson. Nobody watched Carson Daly. I don't even know. His show might still be on. I have no idea. But now it's like, you think that landscape is flooded. Now, just with cable TV, everything's just, there's like a million people. I can't keep it up with it. I don't care. And now they're all trying to do what I'm doing at home. Essentially, their setup is what my setup is right now. And mine, my budget, a fraction of a cost. Did I just say that like Daffy Duck? Fraction. And I guarantee you, if Jimmy Kimmel is live right now, or Jimmy Kimmel Live is doing it from home, he's definitely doing it live to tape. There's no live aspect of the Jimmy Kimmel Live anymore. I'm putting that out on Front Street, especially with coronavirus in LA, all that stuff going on. But neither here nor there. Welcome to Unnecessary Noise, TJ's Corner Live. I've got to like streamline this into one podcast. I'm just going to start calling, you know what? I'm just going to start calling it TJ's Corner Live. This was unnecessary, but I like the name Unnecessary Noise. I'm really torn. Because, I mean, I've built up this brand Unnecessary Noise for a while. And I think I've complained about this before. What do I do? I'm actually confused. Because I can't just keep going back and forth, bouncing around. Because I've already wasted like 4 minutes ranting about what I call the show. And I've got two things. It's like that kid in school that has more than one middle name. And I'm not hating on you. You know, it's your parents' problem. And that's right, I'm the parent right now. And I have this problem because I've given like six different names to whatever this is that I'm doing on the radio right now. You know, It's like, what is it? You got those kids that are named like Sean, Michael, Patrick, Gary, Philip, Washington, Tyler, Smith, LaShonda, Owens. I don't know. It's a name. And then you're like, what? That's your full name? The driver's license takes up 2 pages. It's a special one. It's on a legal pad. I don't know. How do you write that? Now that's probably why I think most driver's license nowadays, do they have the full? I think mine has the full name. But I think you can go with the middle initial at some point. I think it's an option now. A lot of times nowadays, you can just go. I wonder if that was always the case or if that's just because parents got cocky. That's indecisiveness, bad parenting. And you know what? This is reflecting on me now, because now I'm a bad parent, because this show, which happens to be my baby, it's got too many names. So what do I call it? I like unnecessary noise. I think it encapsulates what this show is about. But that TJ's Corner Live logo is good. I got to figure this out. I'm not saying I'm going to come back with an answer next week. I'm not going to say I might be ranting on this again the week after. But, you know, this is a difficult question for me. This is perplexing to my cranium right now. Perplexing to my cranium. Is that grammatically correct? Can somebody check me? I don't think it is. Anyway, back on to more serious matters. Not serious matters. Speaking of just random segue, I've got blue jean ink all over my hand. There's a certain type of blue jean, and I don't know, I do this when I get nervous. I tend to run my hands on my jeans. It's just rubbing. Sometimes I like doing that. It's nothing weird. It's not like creepy thing. It's just like, let's get ready to go. I do it. I'll rub my hands on my jeans all the time. And it's not like I'm washing them off. It's just, sometimes it's just business. Some people snap. Some people do a weird tap. I don't know. It's just, maybe it's a tick I have. Maybe I should stop doing it. Maybe I'll start biting my nails. I'll do that too. But I got all this ink. I guess I got the wrong type of blue jean. I didn't know. It's a really, they're nice looking jeans. Very blue. And I found out why they're blue. They're just bursting with ink. And they got dye all over them. So not only do they have a ton of dye in them, and I know you're supposed to turn them inside out when you wash them now, but they also have, they have a ton of dye in them, but they also ruined a bunch of my shirts. And then a couple of other things. It's just not fun. Took them through the wash. Had a couple nice streaks throughout my socks. My socks, I can tell which socks are mine now. You know, let's say I see something lying around. I look on the ground. It's like, is that my sock? Yes, it is. It's got a whole streak of blue in it. So, but now the biggest thing though is I should have seen the warning signs, because I've had this ink on my hands. I was at a friend's house yesterday with wearing these jeans. And I've got ink on my hands from just kind of doing the rubbing thing. I haven't been able to get it off. I've washed these things several times. The appropriate amount of times to wash a person's hands. Or your own hands. I'm washing my own hands. I'm not washing somebody else's hands. That's uncomfortable. I'm just saying, if I'm washing someone else's hands, it's just a weird situation. I don't know. I'm uncomfortable with it. Where was I going with that? I don't know. I just was looking at it. It's frustrating though, because next thing you know, let's say I have an important meeting. I don't right now, but maybe I do. Maybe someone knocks on my door offering me a big multi-million dollar contract. Not gonna happen. Maybe. But if they do I really want to be sticking out blue jean hand? I don't know. I don't know, maybe they're into it. I have no idea. Moving on. Rant number 697. I don't know. But yeah, how have you guys been doing this week? Coronavirus, obviously the biggest thing in the news. Things are starting to let up depending on where you're at. I'm in BC, so I'm lucky. LA seems to be pretty locked down. There are certain other places that are really, really still heavily locked down right now. But BC, we flattened the curve. And I'm not saying, that sounds like famous last words, but you can tell people are getting more and more gutsy. The craft breweries, why do I sound like Elmer Fudd? Michael Caine meets Elmer Fudd. I need to learn how to articulate better. The craft beer places. There. Nailed it. We're going to move on. Not going to focus on this. The craft beer places. That doesn't sound better. Breweries. There. Nailed it. Okay. Sounded like I had a mouthful of marbles. But they have opened in Langley. The craft breweries have opened. I went to Camp Beer on Friday, and I have this philosophy. Like, I don't know what happened. Somewhere around like 2017, everyone and their brother and sister decided to open up a craft beer store. And craft beer, and I'm not hating on it, but I think like craft beers are like, this is what CrossFit was in like 2012. This is our 2018 craft brewery thing, because especially in Langley, in my area, they have just popped up like mad. You know, we always had like one or two kicking around. I think Dead Frog's been around a little longer, and I think we've had Dead Frog for a while, and then we've had what was the other one? Big Ridge in Surrey. There have been a couple that have kicked around like locally, but lately they've been popping up. It's like I don't know, a bunch of Trinity Western students all decided to commune down to Oregon for a weekend, and it just, Portland blew their mind. Oh my gosh, Portland! It's either, you know, because I haven't seen the food trucks yet. I'm just waiting, because you know food trucks are coming. They pop up all the time around Van. Here, Langley, not so much, because Langley and Surrey, just not enough, there's not enough downtown. There's no real downtown nexus that you can go to. Everything's just kind of like, just spread out everywhere. There's no place where you're like, man, here's a center hub, people kind of gather around, lots of tall buildings. I don't know if they're trying to build that around kind of the northern part of Surrey, or like, where they're doing that in Langley, if it's Langley City. Langley City's a whole nother story. But I think that, yeah, so I don't see where you'd have the food trucks, but yeah, craft brew places, especially around the Willowbrook Mall area. No one's going to the malls anymore, so hey, why not go to the craft brew stores? And they're open, and I don't know how they've gotten, I guess, what is it, Camp Beer had a whole patio thing? I'm not sure, okay. They have dogs going in there. Like, this is the other thing that's, because they're trying to, I guess they're trying to give off this, like, hey, we're cool and hipster vibe. What was the line? And I can't take credit for this one, because I think my buddy Drew said it. Is like, was there anybody there that didn't have a beard or a tattoo? And no. The answer was no. I have yet to go to a craft brew store where you have a clean shaven person that has no tattoos. Those are two. I think those are two traits. And if you have an accent, like an Australian accent, you can get in. Or a British one, I guess. But I feel like, no, the Aussies are here more. I've been to several, especially even in the Langley area, where it just happens to be, they always have like an Australian accent or something. No judgment. Just kind of a thing. It's just stipulation. Do you have an accent? Check. Okay. Beard? Yep. Good. Tattoos? Oh, piercing. It's just a little too HMV for me. You can come back in a little bit. Maybe let that grow over on the side there. Perhaps you want to wear like a trucker cap. That's just, again, maybe a little more indie band than, what was it, punk rock there, okay? Come back in like a couple weeks. I don't know. I got nothing. But yeah, no, it was fun. It's a good place. Decent atmosphere. I didn't think, between you and me, beer's okay. It was okay. A little heavy sitting, a little soury, a little too sour on my thing. But then again, I'm more of a soda pop guy as it is. Like Diet Pepsi, big fan. Oh my gosh. I'm like the living embodiment of George Costanza. No, don't get me wrong. I'll have a it's okay, but some of the stuff, like especially nowadays, some of those brews sit heavy, man. So you got to pick the right one. Like an IPA, I like the atmosphere. I think I like the atmosphere of this camp beer place. I mean, depending. I see it causing trouble. There's a couple things with that though. Like they have a nice fire pit, which is awesome. It used to be an old bingo hall. Everything's sectioned off, so they're outdoor. There's a bit of privacy to their outdoor area, but they allow dogs. And I'm not sure, like, having dogs there are all well and good, but there's a thing. The thing I have against it is just, like, as soon as one of them poops, who's cleaning that up? Is that the owner that's going to clean that up? All you're going to get is one uppity owner. This is going to be all like, well... Well, I'm not. I came here to have a good time. Are you gonna do that? Are you gonna pick that up? I don't know. It's all well and good until somebody steps in crap. That's what I can distill it down to. And I don't know. Trust me, this is coming from years of working at a pool. It's good. I like the concept. I like the idea. It has a good energy about it. It was nice. It was just nice. I will say it was nice to run into some friends for the first time in forever. That was amazing. So having that was fun. And just seeing people socializing, good times. And I think it's starting to, like, BC is ready to get back into business. BC, you can tell, as soon as things have slightly started to reopen, people have just, the door was open a crack and we plowed through it. So now people are going out all over the place. It's nice to, I'm not saying we're like, I'm like hugging everybody or like just high-fiving, like fist bump, like, yo, bro, what's up? But, you know, I'm getting closer. It's going back. It's like back in a truck and beep, 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 boom. We're going to get there. So lots of exciting stuff. And the nice thing about having these breweries open, A, it's a nice social place to go and gather. And B, you know, restaurants are just around the corner too. Food, being able to dine out. You know how many times I've ordered Skip the Dishes? Too many. It's just nice to go in, sit down, have a meal. I mean, don't get me... Actually, having said that, it's also nice to just sit on your couch and be lazy like a POG, a piece of garbage, and watch TV while I eat like a half chicken from Nando's. But not good. Not good spiritually, I'm going to say. You know, emotionally... You know, it sends the wrong message. So, something to think about, thoughts to ponder. What else do I have on here? Other things I wanted to talk about today. Okay. Oh, yeah. I've been taking... So, little update. Just a little bit of an update on what I have been taking as far as guitaring. So, I've been this week, I repaired... my electric guitar. It looks sick. I'm really stoked about it. It looks amazing. I will show you. I don't have it here. It's not hanging up right now. I would show you. It's hanging up. It's in my closet right now. It was supposed to be hanging up there. You see the drywall. I have this awesome thing that's supposed to, like, you set the guitar up. Wait, other way. You put the guitar in here, and it locks. Boom. Can you see it? Boom. Sits and locks. Here, you can hear it if you're on the podcast. Boom. Locking mechanism. Now, the problem was, when I set it up on my wall, I got confused with the directions. And here I'm thinking, I got a little cocky too, because, you know, I bought a soldering gun this week. I was like rewiring all my guitar pieces, and I thought I was going to be awesome. You know, I thought I was so cool. I'm like, oh yeah, I got my safety goggles on, which, by the way, my safety goggles were my snowboarding goggles. I forgot. I was wearing gloves though, and actual like gloves I'd bought from Home Depot. Just forgotten the safety goggles. But I was wearing something. I had eye protection. Hot flying metal, shards of metal, were not going to get into my eye. They were going to get caught in my snowboard visor. Maybe. I'm hoping that's what would have happened. Nothing happened. I have perfect vision, I think. I don't know. It was okay. But I ended up... deciding that I wanted to hang up this guitar. And you can kind of see it. It's a little better on this camera because you can see it right behind me. You can see the old where I tried to drill in. So I drill in, and I didn't realize this is something where, because I don't hang stuff up all the time, most of the time, if you can see all the cool little knickknacks around the old room here in Command HQ, hung up by thumbtacks. Thumbtacks, yeah. I'm going to have a fun time puttying up this wall. But I decided to drill. I drilled in, and then I thought I could use some of these plastic anchors. And I don't know if I have them around, but I was using plastic anchors. And apparently, you're not supposed to drill into a beam with plastic anchors. You're supposed to use metal ones. You're just supposed to drill in with a screw. So sure enough, I'm like, nah, it'll hold. I think it's pretty tight. You know, it's fine. And then I set the guitar on and just crashes. I even used a stud finder to find the stud. I bought a stud finder. You know, let's see. Does it work? I think it must be broken. It's working. You can hear it. It's working. It's fine. So, yeah, there is a nice, shiny new hole. Probably going to put the Canucks foam finger back over top of it, or just try and, like, drill deeper. Do I double down on this? I think I doubled down. I doubled down. Anyway, one other thing. I guess my last little bit today, last little rant before I take off. I can't believe we're already 23 minutes in. This has been a fun little share time with me. Basically, I don't know if this is a confessional. I need to start making myself a reality TV star, which, I mean, we already kind of are, if you think about it. I'm going to go a little meta on you here. We're all reality TV stars. Look at how much media content we produce these days. Everybody is the star of their own reality television show. Now, how many people are watching that reality television show depends. You know, it depends on how often you post. It depends on what you're posting, the content, and how many people really like you. So you know what? I guess your friends are more like your focus group. Holy wow. That's why I think we all get so bogged down by some of the ratings, you know? Nobody's liking us. Man, you can get bummed out by that. That's it. Because you're down in the ratings. You're like, holy. It's like your favorite TV show. Why is it? I don't want to get canceled. Jeez. What happens? What next? Do I have to start a new show? Does that mean I have to move? I have to start a new... And by new show, does that mean I have to start a new life? You know? A revamp? Do I have to reboot? Oh my goodness. That's what we're all afraid. You know? We are. No one's all afraid. I'm just talking about specific people, myself included, you know, myself. That's why I'm afraid. Maybe I will have to reboot. That's why I have like TJ's Corner Live and Unnecessary Noise. Gosh, I'm rebooting all the time. holy, I need to just stick with one show. That's it. Figure it out. My last thing I want to say is, speaking of renaming things, yeah, nice segue. I found this, I was in Canadian Tire, and I guess the soft chocolate ice cream has been officially relabeled the poop emoji. We have just accepted this as our society. Our society has just accepted this. It's just a thing. It's just something we've done. So, I don't know. I don't. I guess we've kind of just, we're like, yeah, you know what? This is going to happen. This is happening. The poop emoji is a thing. Because you know what? I was in Canadian Tire, and I saw a floaty. And the floaty was a big thing of poop. It's a big poop floaty. And it said poop float. Now, too close to home for me, a former lifeguard. Well, current lifeguard, you know. I guess aspiring podcaster, current lifeguard. But just a little too close to home. How many times, you know, you don't want to see a code brown in the middle of the pool. No, not even a fake one. That's not fun. Not even a fun smiling one. That's fake advertising, because nothing is happy about a floaty in the main. Just saying. Nothing's happy about a floaty in the main. You don't want that. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with that. Moral of the story, stick to one name. Stick to one. And this is more for me. This is now becoming a very narcissistic thing about, I need to stick to one name. Maybe you comment below, what do I call this? TJ's Corner Live, Unnecessary Noise. If you're listening on the podcast, throw me a line on the podcast. Or check out the YouTube channel. That's it. All right, guys, you can follow me at TJ Dolick on Facebook and Instagram. That's it for the show. You guys have a great day. I am out. Peace.